The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, here with you on this Friday, 14 October 2016. Well, thank you, Candy, for sending this over to me. Says she listens to me and Deanna Spingola. Well, there's some other programs on the network that are worth listening to. And she sent me a PayPal donation of $50 on Monday. Thank you very much, Candy. Here's what she sent me. And this is... Let me see if I can find the New Mexican. Sunday, October 9th, 2016. From the San Francisco Police Department to FBI, they worry over sovereign citizens. Their worry factor is growing, is basically what they're saying. I'm sorry, this is not San Francisco. This is Santa Fe Police Department. After two high-profile raids at a Santa Fe home, jailed 21-year-old won't speak to attorneys because of political beliefs. I don't know that believing in the Constitution is a political belief, do you? And if so, under which political party do you put that? The Democrats or the Republicans? I don't know. The FBI began tracking 21-year-old Daniel, get the last name. Do you think this is kind of close? Schiffmiller. If you say that real fast, it might sound like Stattmiller. Of Santa Fe on the possibility, now listen to this, on the possibility that he was a subversive who might be prone to violence. This led to two high-profile raids of the home where Schiffmiller lived with his father and a second raid at his mother's house. Agents and police officers occupied the street while a state police helicopter swooped overhead. Schiffmiller's former attorney, who withdrew from the case because he says his client wouldn't talk to him, and now... The only thing I can take from this is Mr. Daniel Schiffmiller didn't hire this attorney. This is probably a court-appointed attorney. Because why would you hire an attorney that you're not going to talk to? Yeah. Questioned young man's mental competency and said he may not understand the charges against him for an atypical reason, his political beliefs. According to police, court records, and Schiffmiller's own father, there are indications that Schiffmiller is a sovereign citizen, someone who believes the federal government is a corporation using its citizens as slaves. Well, I don't know if the Santa Fe paper knows what it just did, but it actually spoke the truth. The defendant seems to believe that the entire legal system is conspiring against the American public. Samuel Rule, Schiffmiller's former attorney, wrote in a motion last month asking Santa Fe County Magistrate Judge Donita Senna to order a competency evaluation. and Senna granted the request. Now, Schiff Miller's case is part of a growing national concern by the federal government that radicals are taking up weapons and plotting violence because of their distrust of government and institutions. Jeez, holy mackerel. Hasn't anybody turned on the television? Haven't you been watching the Trump and Hillary Clinton rallies? Haven't you been listening to the press? Well, these are the two most disgusting candidates that have ever run for president. My God in heaven. Now, here's the narrative. Schiff Miller's case is part of a growing national concern of the federal government that radicals are taking up weapons and plotting violence because of their distrust of the government and its institutions. Excuse me. Mr. Comey. Department of Justice. President of the United States. Almost all of Congress assembled. Everybody in this country distrusts the federal government and its politics. Even so, what's not clear is whether Schiff Miller is a threat to anyone or simply is zealous about arguing against what he sees government intrusions into people's lives. Meantime, the FBI is warning the public about sovereign citizens. On its website, the Bureau describes sovereign citizens as domestic threat that likely will grow as a nationwide movement is fueled by the internet, the economic downturn, and seminars held across the country that spread their ideology and show people how they can tap into funds and eliminate debt through fraudulent methods. Now, I have warned people about this before. There was a famous case several years ago of which people were making liens out and buying snowmobiles and cars and all kinds of stuff. That's not the proper thing to be doing. Okay? It is not. But that is a small, very small percentage. In extreme cases, sovereign citizens have killed police and loved ones. Among high-profile sovereign citizens, oh, are you ready for this? What did we do? Jump in the professor's Wayback Machine to rewrite history? You're going to love this one. In extreme cases, sovereign citizens have killed police and loved ones. Among high-profile sovereign citizens were Terry Nichols, who assisted Timothy McVeigh in planning the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995 that killed 168 people. The federal case against Schiff Miller is still sealed, and the FBI hasn't divulged any details about the investigation. Well, you really think they are? But the magistrate court file on Schiff Miller, stemming from four misdemeanor charges on August 20th, provides a glimpse as to why the FBI may see him as a threat. In the August incident, Schiff Miller used a cell phone to record a Santa Fe police officer pulling over someone on Osage Avenue. According to the police report, a different officer, who would later arrest Schiff Miller, wrote on his report that he told Schiff Miller to back away, but the officer said Schiff Miller appeared to charge at him. Of course, they're aggressive and they're mean, and they just want to bite your head off. The officer listed on the report as C. Sandoval said that he found two 9mm handguns and four additional ammunition magazines on Schiff Miller. Now, Sandoval wrote that Schiff Miller doesn't have a permit to carry concealed weapons. Wait a minute. What are the gun laws in New Mexico? Aren't they kind of like Arizona? Arizona, you can walk around with your weapon showing. Mikey, can you reverse this call here? You can't? Hello and goodbye. That was easy. The officer also said that on Schiff Miller's driver's license was a sticker that reads, "Peace Traveler. I am a man sovereign and foreign to fiction. I have no identity to my legal name whatsoever. I am not a natural person or a legal entity. of any kind whatsoever. I do not waive immunity, nor do I grant jurisdiction. Now, Sandoval wrote that he believed that Schiff Miller is a self-proclaimed sovereign citizen. Boy, you asshat. If you had any sense and you weren't a corporate Keystone Coffer cop yourself and did a little research as an American, not as a corporate Keystone cop, you might learn something, Mr. Sandoval. But no, his job is to go out there and get the bad guys. Well, why doesn't this cop just arrest himself? I'd love to see this guy just handcuff himself and try to arrest himself and jail himself. His father had disputed the officer's version of events, saying that Schiff Miller was running after his dog, not at the officer. Well, it's a good thing the dog didn't even run by the officer, because the officer would have considered the dog a threat and killed it right on the spot. That day, police booked Schiff Miller into jail, but he went free on bail. Santa Fe police arrested him again at his retail job the same day of the FBI raid. In a warrant, police said Schiff Miller had violated the conditions of his bail. Why? By going to work? He remains in the Santa Fe County Jail, this time on a $100,000 cash bond. Let me see. If I understand this, go to a bail bondsman. In order to put up a $100,000 cash bond, he's got to cough up $10,000. What did the guy do? Oh, he ran after his dog. His father, Gary Schiff Miller, said at the time the agents told him his son may have been using chemicals to make explosives. Oh, my God. You know, state police helicopters blocking streets off, raids on his father's and mother's house, and what did the guy do? He didn't do a damn thing. It's this cockamamie FBI crap, along with Southern Perversion Law, the ADL, and every other subversive communist group in this country that have put this crap out. Hey, you guys over at the FBI, why don't you go talk to your boss, Mr. Comey, about how much of a man he is and how much honor and honesty and integrity he holds? None. Zero. Zilch. Zilch. Zip. Candy must have known this was going to get me here. The father said that, to his knowledge, agents didn't find any explosives at his home or at his former wife's home. I didn't even read this article before, but lo and behold, here it is. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a national organization that tracks extremist groups, describes sovereign citizens as people who believe they, not judges, juries, law enforcement, or elected officials, get to decide which laws to obey and which to ignore, and they don't think they should have to pay taxes. And here again, this broad stroke, throw everything under the tent here, delineate not, and let's not talk in particular. Still, the organization says that not all of them are violent. Sovereigns are clogging up the courts, which indecipherable filings, and when cornered, many of them lash out in rage, frustration, and in most extreme cases, acts of deadly violence, usually directed against government officials, the group's website says. Schiff Miller's father says his son is not a threat. He has described Daniel as a misguided young man reading too many conspiracy theories online. Well, thanks, Gary, for your support for your son. Daniel is a gullible, foolish adolescent. Is his father this much of an asshat? Or is this a vain attempt to minimize and make his son look stupid and then offer up the thing that, here's my defense. I was misled and I'm stupid. I'm sorry, Your Honor. Oh, my God. Big OMG here. And it's not like he's hearing voices. He's getting this from the internet. And its influence, which he thinks about society and the social justice system. Among Schiff Miller's supporters is John Cowgill, 60, a Santa Fe resident, who sued the federal government in May for $1 million after the Internal Revenue Service seized some of his Social Security benefits to pay off, at one point, was up to $7,000 in back taxes. In the lawsuit, which a judge later dismissed, Cowgill described himself as a man who is a sovereign and foreign to fiction. Cowgill wrote two letters of support for Daniel Schiff Miller and sent them to Santa Fe District Attorney Jennifer Padgett. He said the police officer who originally arrested Schiff Miller had no grounds because Schiff Miller is a sovereign person, not subject to laws. And again, God almighty. This almost, this is amazing to me. Unless this, the only thing I can say here, if this is the young Mr. Schiff Miller's viewpoint, well, then he better brush up a little bit. Maybe he ought to listen to this program, maybe. Because nobody has ever claimed that your laws do not touch me. What is at issue here is the federal laws reaching down into the states to snatch people and then drag them into each conveniently located federal court in all of our 50 states. See, the Constitution enters nowhere in this, folks. You get charged by the federal government, you walk into a damn courtroom and you stand on your constitutional rights, the judge is going to look at you and say, okay, how do you plead? You violated this, that, and statute that, or codified whatever, and how do you plead? And if you don't plead to it, he'll enter one for you. They're going to get you into their venue somehow. But this notion that sovereigns don't believe in any law whatsoever is total poppycock. Have they ever bothered to ask one of these sovereigns, do you believe in murder? What do you think the answer would be? Well, of course not. Taking it of an innocent life at your own hands, yeah, it pretty much sums up murder. And in all of my years, I have never met one person that thinks that murder is cool and okay, except maybe our government itself. And then they can ramp that up to a massive scale, kill millions of people, and nothing ever happens. In a second letter, Cowgill told Padgett that people should know that Schiff Miller is an idiot in legalese and that he is not part of the legal society. Now, Cowgill said in an interview that he met Daniel Schiff Miller earlier this year at a park where Schiff Miller was walking his dog. Gary Schiff Miller said he hopes his son does not continue following sovereign citizen doctrine. I don't subscribe to it, and it's my hope that Daniel doesn't go down that route, because I think it's wrong. He said he doesn't believe his son is mentally unstable. I don't think Daniel is psychotic, but he does have some issues. Well, Daddy, so do you. Thank you, Candy, for sending that to me. I had something else to do here, and I just opened this. I went to the mailbox, just opened it before I sat down here, trying to suck down a cup of coffee, and it's now gone cold because I didn't even pick it up to drink it. Thank you, Candy. Yeah, sovereign citizens, they don't believe in any laws, and they're just a murderous lot. Yeah. Kill those cops that pull you over for that broken taillight. They'd much rather kill you than even talk to you. Oh, my God. Anarchy!
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
If anybody has been going to the website reading stories and whatnot for the last couple of days, it's been kind of static, and the reason for that is we have no idea why. For some reason, the WordPress quit working. And we had every mother and their uncle on planet Earth trying to discover the reason why. Nobody could find anything, but it fixed itself. How does this happen? You know, Mr. Fix-It here, you know, my way of fixing things is just get out a big hammer. Hey, and don't laugh, Michael. How did I just fix the coffee pot last week? This thing was so loaded up with round rock water, it's like literally dissolved limestone, because we get all of our stuff out of aquifers here. I mean, literally, the coffee pot, you'd have to turn it on and off twice just to brew a pot of coffee. Why? Because the little heating element in there was so clogged up, the heating plate was so clogged up with stuff. So I did the normal thing, ran vinegar through it, and it was still perking, so I just picked it up and started beating the hell out of it on the counter. Now, if there's any children listening to this program, please check with your parents with misfunctioning or malfunctioning appliances in the home. Don't do what I did. But it worked. Evidently, it broke the scale, and now that damn thing works. Now you can have a pot of coffee in less than 5 minutes. At any rate. Boy, you can tell it's Friday. I want to thank Mike Rivero for sitting in for me yesterday. Had some stuff to do at the house, and I could not get out of it. So, yeah, I want to thank him for sitting in for me. How come when he rarely when he does take a break? How come he never ask anybody to fill in for him? Well, if you thought things were getting nasty, they're fixing to get a whole lot nastier. And what we're going to be talking is point, counterpoint, punch, counterpunch. Who's the bigger sexual predator, the piano leg lesbian or Donald J. Trump? Which, by the way, this woman that came out and was saying she was accosted on a plane, evidently that was a fake story. As more detail unfolds about this, I was reading a little bit about it, but there were gaping holes in the story, so we'll wait till more information comes through before we compile this and put it on air. But you're going to love this one, folks. Swedish Democrat Party member of Parliament Anna Hagwell has announced her resignation from all party posts and will not stand for re-election in 2018. After a furor followed her exposure of the fact that a single family of Jews controls the media. Oh, by the way, did I tell you we're not talking American media here? We're talking the Swedish media. The uproar followed her letter to, Aftonbladet newspaper. You say that pretty fast, it almost sounds Swedish. In which she said that ethnicity should be a factor in determining media ownership of more than 5%. And that was an obvious reference to the Jewish Bonnier family media group. Now, the Bonnier group owns 96 book publishers, 42 business and trade press newspapers, 105 digital news platforms, 9 film production companies, 176 magazines, 23 major newspapers, 33 TV stations, and 33 other media outlets, and quite literally dominates the controlled media in Sweden. Hagwell had earlier submitted a motion to Swedish Parliament which proposed cuts to the state subsidies paid to media in Sweden. Although she never mentioned Jews by name, Hagwell said in an explanatory letter to the newspaper that it would be a good idea to let Bonnier's newspaper go under so that no family, ethnic group, or company could control more than 5% of the media. An entire 80% of the media is owned and controlled by the same owners, Hagwell wrote. This is not acceptable. Therefore, media ownership should be spread over many independent companies and people. In order to change this, I suggest backtracked press subsidies for the independent media. When asked by the newspaper how the abolition of press subsidies to the country's local newspaper reduced Bonnier's power over the media in Sweden, Hagwell answered the email, and I'll give you that answer right after this break. Gee, they seem to be having the problem worldwide. We're not alone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Taking care of business, being the middleman, producing nothing, and perverting all. Let the little bonnier newspapers in the provinces go under, because then a void will be created which can be filled by newspapers that care about people and business owners. She's also said that the Swedish public service broadcaster, and this is definitely Swedish, the Sveriges television network should be switched to pay channels to reduce the propagation of the politically correct agenda. Now, these comments, obviously, provoked a stream of attacks upon Hagwell and the Swedish Democrat leadership, also distancing itself from her. Kind of sounds like Donald Trump in this country, doesn't it? Saying in a statement that the matter will affect her future in the party. This week, Hagwell resigned her position as member of the Parliamentary Committee on Taxation, an internal group leader of the Swedish Democrats' tax policy group. She also will not seek re-election to Parliament in 2018 at the request of her party leadership, and it is currently unclear if she'll continue to sit in Parliament for the remainder of the current term. Oh, I would sit there and just smile like a Cheshire cat. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't say another word. I would just show up and smile. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Hello,
hey,
Andy.
John, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I guess I'm a sovereign. I never really give it any thought, but I guess I'm a sovereign.
Well,
I don't.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you're standing on your Constitution, if you're decrying federal laws as being unconstitutional, if you're decrying the fact that we have the federal rallies running around doing raids and, you know, sending in helicopters and state police and all this other stuff, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're one of these people that are not running around calling this country a democracy and putting up with the crap that the communists are shoving down your throat, yeah, you could be a sovereign.
Well, I believe I am then, because that's exactly how I feel. I've been raped by these police officers in the Northwest. I won't be specific because they may not like my comments. But, you know, I mean, I'm coming home from a bar with my son one night. We hadn't done anything. We're just leaving the bar. It closed. We're leaving. And all of a sudden, these three unmarked cars and this marked car come around the corner and start harassing us, and I play that role. This isn't Nazi Germany. I don't have to show you my ID. You can't just demand my papers on demand and stuff. And the guy puts his hand on his gun and says, well, things are going to get rough if you don't start playing ball with this. Next thing you know, I find myself on the hood of the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not the first time, but that got me 7 days in jail.
Well, and I mean, and you know, it sounds to me, now, how far did you travel in your car before you got pulled over?
I was walking.
You were walking?
Yes, I was walking with my son. My house was just a couple blocks down the street.
Oh, my God. So,
exactly.
Oh, okay, so, okay, let me understand this then. Andy, you and your son left the bar. You were walking home a couple blocks away. You got run up on by three unmarked. And what was the reason they said that they were doing this?
Said there was a discursion down the street that someone had called the police on, and the two unidentified gentlemen had walked away from the building, but there was people walking away in pairs from this particular bar, so it could have been any of us, but we fit the description because we were two unidentified people.
Oh, well, you know, this for probable cause years ago, and I can remember this when I was a kid, if a cop was interested in you, it could find no reason to pull you over. They would give you an excuse of, oh, well, your car matched the description of a car that was involved in a robbery. Or they would give you some lame excuse that you, as the person that's being questioned, you could not refute it, okay? So there you are, talking to a cop. He initiated all this stuff, and he had no probable cause. See, that's another thing.
Exactly.
That's another thing that these cops hate, because they don't even have the right to ask you for identification unless they can cite that you have broken a law.
Well, I had this little experience at a local fast food center. I saw a very young cop there, and I was coming, again, from a bar. I guess I have a drinking problem now that I mentioned it twice. Anyway, so I'm getting a hamburger, and there's this young cop there, and I ask him, I say, hey, you're a pretty young guy, you're a cop. And he says, yeah. I said, well, how long you been a cop? 3 years. Well, I go, how old are you? Well, I'm 26. Okay, fine, you've been a cop for a while. I said, hey, what gives you probable cause, or what gives you the right to pull someone over for a blown-out taillight or a blinker that doesn't work or brakes or whatnot? He says, probable cause. And I said, really? They said, well, where do you get probable cause from? I mean, who gave you the authority? Well, that's what we're taught, that we have probable cause. I mean, there's something going on if this is wrong. I said, have you read the rest of that Fourth Amendment? Because it comes with a warrant of affirmation, my friend. You can't just pull people over. You can't just do this stuff without a warrant of affirmation. Because if they stuck to that warrant of affirmation, nobody would be getting pulled over, because really, let's just face it. I mean, a broken taillight, that's not going to cause any injury. And even if it was going to cause an injury, your probable cause is a preemptive crime in the first place. You're pulling somebody over to stop them because that broken blinker or that taillight might cause an injury down the road. So we have to pull you over and write you a ticket, because if you pay us money, And even if you don't get it fixed, you can pay us money again. We don't care. But you have to pay us money, because that'll make things all better. Am I right on that or what?
Yeah, Andy, years ago, when I had CSIN down in Austin, the secretary was going home, and I think it was in Alabama. She's going down I-10, and she gets pulled over. And she's getting the third degree. The reason I pulled you over, you had a burned-out taillight and blah, blah, blah. She gets out of her car and she walks to the back of it and looks and says, what taillight is burned out? And there was no burned out taillight. You know, I mean, and this was the time that they were pulling people over right and left. This is slowed down a little bit, but this was the big cash confiscation drive that the cops were doing. You know, if you had a lot of cash on you, they just confiscate it and accuse you of being a drug dealer. Now, the problem with that is they never had to prove their case, and they never had to give your damn money back.
I got a perfect example of that. I'm sitting at a bar. Again, I'm an alcoholic. This guy wants to go to a different bar, and I'm like, well, okay, I'm done here. I'll give you a ride. So I take him to this other bar. It happened to be a strip club slash bar. And I go into the bar. I'm sitting down at the front, you know, watching the ladies and stuff. This guy gets in a fight at the front of the bar. He tells the police when they show up that I'm with him. So they come in and drag me out of the bar and throw me up on the hood of the car and ask my name. And, of course, I'm a smartass. I told them Mickey Mouse. That wasn't a good idea. And then they reach in and they're packing my pocket. They stole $400 out of my pocket. And one cop looked at the other cop and said, evidence, huh? And the other guy nodded at him and he put it in his pocket. And then when I got to court, another 7 days in jail, mind you, when I got to court, no mention of the money. No mention at all. They stole my hard-earned money for that week. I mean, it's just pathetic what's going on.
Well,
I guess I am a sovereign citizen.
Well,
I'm a sovereign.
I have never been so outraged in my entire life. I think you should be slammed on the hood of your car as many times as the police. You rotten sovereigns out there. You people that think that you're above the law, you should just be shot on sight.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure what the law is. I mean, the law is according to what these police officers decided they're going to defend tonight. But
well,
and, hey, anyway.
Yeah, and Andy, the problem is they're being geeked up by people like the FBI and Southern Perversion Law and the Anti-American Defamation League and all this other stuff. And what we're experiencing right now, and I hope people are paying attention to this and very closely. Because, well, back in the 90s, it was the militia. Oh, these evil militia guys, they want to blow up federal buildings and they want to shoot everybody. Well, the militia is still out there. They put their uniforms and their rifles in the closet. But now the big deal is sovereign citizens because people are starting to recognize how their law has been perverted. And now we have the...
Well, how it doesn't stand for them.
I'm sorry?
Well, how it doesn't stand for them. It's not for them. It's for the police. It's all about what you said, the moneymakers.
Yeah. All right, Andy, stay out of strip clubs, will you?
I'm going to stay out of all the clubs. Thanks,
good,
bro.
Good. All right. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate your
all right,
call.
Gentlemen.
Paul in Ohio, and then I got Tim Spencer on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, I'm calling in, John. I've been listening to you for a while and been holding my tongue, but tonight's topic is something I want to speak out about.
Okay.
I believe that, the sovereign citizen thing is being misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are jumping on that concept bandwagon without doing their due diligence of understanding and studying to understand what to be your own person is. I don't believe in the concept of sovereign citizen per se, but the fact that we are people in a republic or republic of republics, that we are supposed to be in control of this machination of what is called government. And we're not doing it. We're just grasping on to whatever we think sounds good because people aren't studying. They don't have the knowledge, you know, and so everything's getting blown out of proportion. And until people actually sit down and research or study the history, the foundations of this nation, this confederacy, this union, and until people can grasp the ideas of what it was to be a true American citizen. You cannot, you know, just grasp onto the latest thing that comes down the pike because it sounds good.
Well, and Paul, let me hold you up here for a second, and I partially agree with that for this simple reason, and I said partially, is because people are getting desperate. The federal government and through their agencies, the FBI, out there and enforcing federal law, which a lot of it should not even be law to begin with. So,
well, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so, Paul, what they're doing out there is they're trying to find a remedy of self-protection. And,
of course.
And I understand why they're doing it. I used to get in arguments with regularly scheduled guests that they would tell me that, well, here's a way you can protect yourself. And I would hear, yourself or me or whatever. And I'm going, you know, that's fine. But the problem is, if you're able to protect yourself and extricate yourself, maybe give yourself a little bit of cushion against the federales and unreasonable federal law or unconstitutional stuff, whatever, you know, that's great. But the system is still feeding off of the government slaves out there, and that's what I object to. The way they have perverted and twisted this law through the Administrative Procedures Act, through the Commerce Clauses, through a bunch of other things, that they have found certain ways to make you supposedly adhere or make you responsible to that law. When you challenge it on a constitutional basis, it wouldn't hold up. This is why we have these federal judges that are defendants in courtrooms. I've seen this myself. I've seen video after video that a person will walk into court and say, well, Your Honor, I have a problem with this because according to the Constitution, and they're shut down immediately. They're threatened with jail time. They're threatened with mental institutions. I've literally sat and watched judges. Don't tell me about the Constitution. I took Constitution courses in law school. And I'm like, really?
And I understand everything you're saying. And that's the thing, is that we're all spouting Constitution, 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 but do we actually know who ourselves are? I mean, there is 51 constitutions in this Confederacy.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were not beholden to the federal Constitution because we all had state constitutions.
Yeah.
We still do.
Yeah.
Okay. And the federal constitution is among the states for representation outside of the borders of the United States of America and to deal and keep the peace.
I never heard that one before.
Well, because we have, the people of the state are the state, and they have their own constitutions.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
I mean, that's the way, before the U.S. Constitution was adopted, we had the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
Okay. So we were in a union of peace and friendship, according to that article, and we were a confederacy. And the only definition of the United States of America can be found in those articles in the first article. The style of this union shall be called the United States of America. It's a union. It's not a federal or consolidated government.
Yeah. Borderless, and feds control everybody and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Paul, I appreciate your call. I'm coming up here on a break. How long have you been listening to this show?
I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks now, but I've been researching this stuff and going in depth to places unknown for over 10 years now, looking at stuff that nobody probably has talked about.
And how did you find out about us?
Oh, well, I've known about you guys, but I just never took the time to actually sit down and listen because I've been studying and researching.
Oh, I got you. Well, I wished I could download into your head all the shows that I've done on constitutionality and federalism and states' rights versus federal overreach and all of that. So welcome aboard, my friend.
Well, and I appreciate the work you're doing, but before I can sign off on somebody else's work, I have to do my own research.
Well, and that's logical, and that is acceptable. We constantly remind people, don't believe anything until you do your own research. You have to make up your own mind. You know, don't let other people, just because, that's what politics in this country is all about. Somebody that's got a good rap and can smile, look you square in the eye and lie to you. You know, that's called politics.
Well, politics is the management of your daily life.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, Paul, I appreciate it very much, my friend. Thank you.
I'll call you again later.
All right. Sounds good. 2 weeks. Been studying. Studying. Doing his research. By Jiminy, there's a radicalized sovereign out there in the making. Call the FBI, Mike. Let's save some lives. I'm going to take a break here, and I'm going to come back with Tim Spencer. This guy, by the way, you want to talk about a trooper? He had heart surgery yesterday. In order for him to, he was in so much pain that they had to shoot him up with an opioid. I think he said it was morphine to relieve the pain. But he's going to do a little bit with me this afternoon, and then he's coming on the air tomorrow to do his own show. Holy mackerel. We got Iron Man here. We'll break. We'll be back with Tim Spencer.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
God, that's a great bumper, isn't it? Just absolutely love that. We've got a guy with us today, and you might have heard him before with John Moore in the mornings. Tim Spencer. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing tonight, John?
I'm fair to middle, mostly good. How are you?
That's great. Sore. Very sore. Feel like a truck ran over my chest. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Jeez, when you told me this, I was like, what? What exactly did you have done?
Okay, well, what they did, it's not a serious open heart surgery like I've had before. What they did was under my left arm, I'd say 3 or 4 inches under my armpit, they installed something about twice as thick as a Zippo lighter, not twice as thick, twice as big, and about the thickness of a Zippo. What they did, they opened me up, took and sliced the flesh down and put it between my rib cage and my skin. And then they ran wires to the center of my chest where there's another hole, and put one there, and then drug one up just below my Adam's apple and put another one in.
Whoa.
So, now, I'm hurting a little.
Yeah. Well, and you had this done, what, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
And yeah, here
yesterday morning.
And here you are in the air with me on Friday evening, and you're going to be doing a show tomorrow, which, by the way, let me remind people here, Phil Turney, Your Voice Counts, he has dropped off the network. He is actually working on a movie now. And he's been with the network for quite some time, so we wish him luck on that. So you're going to be taking his place from 10 a.m. until 12 noon Central Standard Time on Saturdays.
Correct.
And
I'm really, really looking forward to it, John, more than you know. As you know, I thoroughly delight in hosting John Moore shows when he's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a great time. To me, 2 hours seems like 10 minutes. You know, I just have a fantastic time doing it.
Well, and you were one of those submariners?
Yes, I was, yeah. I was in what they call the Boomer Fleet, the SSBNs. I was predominantly Atlantic Fleet. For about 3.5 years, I worked both fleets in New Orleans in what they call the FMAC Code 60, which is submarine shop. I did all the enlisted manning for the entire Atlantic Submarine Force for E-1 through E-3. And that time we had a lot more submarines than we got now. I believe I had 35 boats that I was directly responsible for.
Hmm.
So,
and how many?
But now it's nowhere near that.
I was just going to say, you know, and people, and, you know, this is a hard thing to try to get through to people. Trump has recently said that he wants to rebuild the military. Well,
I hope he does.
Well, and people do not understand. It's not rebuilding the military for another foray into somebody else's business we shouldn't be in. But what he's talking about is at least bringing us up to a decent operation capability with stuff that works.
Exactly. Now, you know, the reality is back in 1980, I was working, manning a lot of boats that were built in the 50s and 60s. And believe it or not, some of those boats are still operating, John. You know, we need more submarines, and we need newer submarines. We need, you know, we're still using F-16s, which were, I think, were on the drawing board in the 60s, if not early 70s,
mm-hmm.
went into full production mm-hmm. in the early 70s to mid-70s.
Right.
And we're still making them. We're selling them to other countries mostly. We're still making them.
Well, and what was it? It was a very fast one-engine fighter that could outmaneuver a lot of stuff out there. Tim, I was just going to say. Okay, hang on 1 second because I got to take top of the hour break. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine, buddy.
Okay, well, hang on. I just wanted to know. Make sure you're going to be there for the second hour.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, hang on, Tim.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.